Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moive Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, it is 11 o'clock in the evening, and we are getting on to our second and last segment of the show, which is the last hour. And Jabulan Dominic is on the line. Hey, Jabu.
Hey, Nijan Fundizi.
Ngiyaphila ndoda kithi ngibuze kuwe.
Uthixo ugcinile usikelele kakhulu, siyambonga kakhulu Jehova ukuthi unathi isikhathi sonke.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, the aspect of prayer, and today we must just look into it as the aspect of prayer, our aspect of prayer, that it is important that we don't cease to pray, you know. It is important that we don't stop praying. And it is important that we continuously be found at prayer. And I remember when I was a young boy, you know, I was so much challenging myself, Jabulani, you know, that if I could take a walk of about 6 kilometers, it means I would go from one end and come back from another angle.
Yeah.
And not stop praying until ngifike ekhaya, ngiphume ngegate, ngihambe.
Yeah.
For that 1 hour or 2 hours. But in my walk, because it would be during summertime and schools will be closed. Remember very well, schools would be closed. And I was at university, so it was summertime. Then I would walk. And walk for 2 hours, at least 4 to 5 kilometers of walking, just walking. You, not fast walk, just walking normally.
Yeah.
And pray, and just pray, you know. And you would be passing by, gogunye gunamasonto yabantu abathandazayo, gogunye gunanan, and you'd just be passing by. Other people would be greeting you. And then from there you go on, you pray.
Yes,
if I would finish that, it would be such a beautiful experience.
Yes,
and it became something that I've gotten used to pray about everything, you know, as the Lord leads. But when you grow and things start to become complex, you start to have more responsibilities and other things, there are some things that you suspend a bit and you don't realize that you're also curtailing on your prayer life. And that is what happened to me. You know, that I started to see that I was curtailing on the prayer life because now I was busy with academics, you know, in the morning and at night studying and all those kinds of things and stuff. You understand? And now I had to work, you know, and all those kinds of things because one has to go to school, you have to work. Now, it would curtail on that kind of work that I had. Not that there was no time anymore to do that. But one would be too exhausted, too preoccupied, and you would start postponing. And not seeing that you're actually curtailing on your prayer walk. And as time goes on, you start to see the effects, even in your own life. That no man. It's just like a person who says, you know, it becomes something like that. I don't know if maybe you understand what I'm trying to say.
No,
It is the very aspect that we see much of the time. What comes to mind?
Yes, let me also just greet the wonderful listeners of the pulpit, Pastor, time.
Amen.
You know, we really need to come together like this and really be encouraged by the word of God and also even be steered up into prayer so that you can be able to stand in the gap for our nation, for one another, for our families, and for the whole world, because we serve the God who answers when we pray. So I love the example that you are making, Pastor, that as we really grow, we start to really, maybe not intentionally, you know, find ourselves neglecting prayer. You know, not that really we, like, willfully do so, but because of the duties that maybe now we are engaged into, and the responsibilities that we have, and the jobs that we are doing. So we find out that they take, you know, on our, that sacred time of prayer that we used to have, as we were illustrating, like when we were growing up. That freedom of just having that time to take a walk for 2 hours or those kilometers just playing, you know. So you find out that it's normal, you know. And I love it that you said that there was no need, like there was no emergency, there was no crisis. There wasn't anything that was motivating you to really say, no, now we are locked down, let's pray.
Hey.
It is just a habit, a lifestyle that God instilled in you. So I believe that as believers, many of us will really attest to that. We've been to that state where we'll just be propelled by the Spirit of the Lord just to engage into prayer. You know, I remember also I would just, in the middle of the night, not that I would maybe set my alarm off, but in the middle of the night, I would find myself awoke praying because the Lord maybe woke me up to pray. Not that there is an emergency, you know. Like it was a form of a fellowship. I was fellowshipping. That is how I was fellowshipping with God, and He was causing me also to understand Him and also to grow, you know, in following Him. So He will just really cause me to just engage into prayer like that. So, but as you say, now we start to have many excuses. You know, no, I have to wake up early. No, I've got this assignment. No, I've got this 1, 2, 3. The time of prayer suddenly it's normal because it's occupied by all the things that we do. So, but I thank God that He really loves us so much that He really trying to wake us up, that we need to really return to prayer. We need to really go back to the position of prayer. Yes, it will not be like it used to be, and it doesn't have to be, Pastor. You cannot go back and say, I want to really do it exactly the way that I used to do it. Take that 5-kilometer walk, you know, for 2 hours. It will not. It is impossible. But, you know, there is a way that God can be able still to use us in prayer, even in this time. If we just avail ourselves and say, Lord, I'm willing, use me as a vessel of prayer, as you were saying about the chain prayer clock. But it doesn't have to be an hour. It can be from a minute to an hour. You know, the Lord just needs you to be available. That time that you choose for yourself, He's going to use you to pray, and He's going to do great things for people. You will not be knowing, they will not be knowing, but the Lord will be knowing that I have delivered so-and-so, I have blessed so-and-so, I have really provided for so-and-so, I've healed so-and-so. Because the church is standing in the gap on earth, is agreeing with me in everything that I'm doing right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, the chain prayer clock is one of the ways that people can just go in. It's not even, it's not an organization. It's just an initiative to involve just as many people in prayer. To pray for those in government, to pray for those in the front lines, you know, essential services, to pray for those at home, to pray for peace, but also to pray that people establish their relationship with the Lord, even far much more, to pray for other countries, you know, to pray just as the Holy Spirit leads. This is what it is all about. The aspect of clock is that you just patch yourself where you find yourself more suitable. If it is more suitable to you to pray around 3 o'clock, suit yourself there, you know, and pray there. Take it there and pray. All right. Yeah. When we come back, let's look into the essence of prayer. When we come back, we're looking into that.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic. The essence of prayer clock, what it is all about, the need for prayer these days, and of course, exhortations into prayer. We are encouraging just as many into the notion of prayer. It's very important to look into that also there. And as children of God, much of the times we see ourselves being people who see prayer as abstract, and I will put this into context. When we see prayer as abstract, it means we see prayer as not being our responsibility, but the responsibility of those whom we assume have been called for prayer, except for us. Because I'm a preacher, I'm an evangelist. That is the mindset of denominationalism. Brought on and cooked by the devil himself, so that we become mixed up as far as we can. Everyone who has the Holy Spirit can pray.
Amen.
And the Word of God says pray in all seasons, in all occasions. Therefore, we find ourselves at an occasion each and every time. And the Word says pray in all occasions. So we find ourselves in occasions every time. We stand before God. We commune with God. We communicate with God. God speaks into our lives. We hear God. And also, we are able to get the word of guidance from God as to what to do. And we are making our requests known. We are bringing our petitions also there. And hey, we are used by the Spirit of God as vessels of prayer, by the way. That should be the nitty-gritty of things as children of God. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, Pastor. You mentioned a very important thing that we should not forget, every one of us, that, you know, everyone can pray. It's not a certain group of people that are really just called for prayer, but everyone can pray. There's a word that speaks that everyone who comes to me, I will never cast away. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord, speaking. He says, everyone who comes to me, I will never cast away.
Hey.
So that is why now prayer is not just for certain groups, but it's for everyone who chooses to approach the Lord, who chooses to go to the Lord. And the Lord, you know, confirms that he will never cast anyone away who comes to him.
Yes.
So that is why wherever people are should understand that, you know, God is open for prayer from anyone. You can pray wherever you are, just in your heart, say, Lord, help me. You know, he will not just because maybe you never attended a certain denomination, therefore he will reject your prayer. Or you never took membership of a certain church, therefore God will look at you not qualified to stand before him to pray. Remember that it's not just you who is praying, but it's the Spirit of the Lord prays in us.
Yeah.
He prays in us. And then, you know, another one is going to say, no, you are lying there, you know. You're supposed to be maybe born again. You're supposed to be a child of God for you to pray. But now let's go to the cross when he was hung. They were, like, he was hung together with the criminals, two criminals. You know, one on his right, one on his left.
Yes.
And then once, like, scoffed at him. And one, but, you know, approached Christ with humility and he said, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. And then the Lord said, verily, verily, I say to you, tonight I will be with you in paradise. That guy was a criminal. The word of God says so. But he prayed to the Lord at that time and his prayer was answered immediately. And he was blessed immediately without attending any services and taking any memberships or achieving any title so that he can be qualified to stand and pray. So this is just the way I'm trying to really, like, emphasize the important truth that anyone can pray. Anyone who comes to Lord, to God, God will never cast them away. So this is a time that if you've never prayed, know that the Lord is waiting for you to call on him. and you are welcome. As you are, wherever you are, you can call on the Lord. He's going to hear you and he's going to answer your prayer. Mm. So people must be encouraged in this time, especially in this time that, you know, it's not just a certain few. You know, let us not be deceived by religion or religious teachings, you know, that makes people to feel small, feel condemned, you know, feel like, you know, excluded. Everyone is welcome to Jesus, is welcome to God, is welcome to the Lord. That is the, actually, we were all created by God for a purpose. Every one of us, we belong to God. Mm. He's got a plan about every one of us. So if we just rise up in prayer to call unto his name, it will be, you know, like our reconciliation sort of time with the Lord, because he expects every one of us to be reconciled with him. We might be lost in our wayward ways, but the Lord's, you know, plan is for us to be reconciled with him. It's for us to be restored back into the position where he wants us to be. So prayer is one important aspect that can really cause us to focus unto the Lord, so that we can receive our restoration, we can receive our salvation, we can receive, you know, our redemption, we can receive every gift of grace that the Lord has given to everyone. Prayer, I see it as a very important tool that you can use to approach the Lord in this time. So wherever you are, cheer up, you can pray. It doesn't, if you've never been to church, you're the right person that you're supposed to call the Lord, and he's going to hear you, and he's going to answer you. Mm. You've got the right to seek God and pray. He's going to answer you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The aspect of prayer also, as we said there, you know, the essences of prayer, is that also your temple becomes a temple of intercession. And when I speak about temple, I'm talking about your body, your whole being. You become the vessel of intercession. And that's a beautiful thing, because the essence of prayer is that you intercede, you stand in the gap.
You know,
for men, you know, towards God. You appeal to God about men, you know. We are mcela uNkulunkulu on behalf of abantu. That is what the essence of it is even all about, Jabu.
Yes. Mm. Yes, indeed. You know, you stand in the gap. It means like you, just like Moses when he was before God, when he was leading the children of Israel in the wilderness from Egypt. Mm. You know, there were times where he would have to really go to God on behalf of the, not on behalf of, like, for his own benefits, but for the children of Israel. Mm. There's a point where they had forsaken God, like they started to build the golden calves that they were going to worship, which was a system that they had adopted in Egypt. So, but now God was angry. Actually, the anger of the Lord was just triggered there and there, because he had said they should have no any other God but him. They should worship no any other God but him. So his anger was just triggered. Moses had to go before God and seek forgiveness and really be able to plead with God on behalf of the children of Israel. While they were partying, you know, really not being concerned, but he had to really stand before God and make God to really, like, look at the children of Israel with grace. Mm. So that is the kind of a person that really God is looking for. Someone who can stand in the gap in this time. Mm-hmm. Where people really are busy separating all forms of news, forms of messages, you know, taking advantage of the time. But someone who will really understand and stand in the gap before God, that, Lord, look at your people with the eyes of grace. Mm. Lord, heal your people, bless your people, Lord. Not that God is not in debt, but he is in debt. God is in debt. So the person is just agreeing, saying, Lord, amen. Amen. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Reach out even to that one. Heal that one also. Mm. You know, because as we are in this time, many people are really overwhelmed by confusion because of the cloud of darkness that is circulating. So, like, other people are not even sure what's going to happen, how it's going to be their life. Others, they've lost so much that they've even, like, they are hopeless, you know. They are just about to throw in the towel and give up, never to pursue that business again, never even to feel like their career will rise up again. But in this time, we need to really understand that God is reaching out and restoring people, healing people, blessing people. So we just need to encourage one another so that we can lift up our eyes to God and see what he's doing, you know. Those people who really were hopeless, that they may have hope again to trust in the Lord, to continue knowing that God is at work, all things are working together for my good. After this, I shall see the blessing of the Lord. I shall see the greatness of the Lord. I will not be consumed. I will still be standing. My business will still thrive after this. My career will still soar after this. All the things that the Lord had planned for me, they are going to be accomplished and be actually be fulfilled in this year. Because the Lord is at work, not out of my own strength. It's not by mighty nor by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord is going to make all things to work together for our good. We need to encourage people by prayer so that they can fix their eyes on Jesus at the expense of like fixing their eyes on the circumstance and also like the despair that is around in the atmosphere. But people must know that God is really at work. He's working behind the scenes, doing all the great things that everyone would love to really see in their lives.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's talk about the effects when we fail to avail ourselves for prayer.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray, hanging out with Jabulani Dominic on the air, and of course on the line, we are touching the very aspect of the essence of prayer, what prayer is all about, and especially during this lockdown, you know, to conscientize people about prayer and the need for prayer, the scripturality of prayer, you know, as to how this is so important in our lives, something to ponder into also there. Now, it comes to pass much of the times that as children of God, we tend to become those kinds of people who go on to bring across discouragement of prayer to others. We really do at times, you know, because especially those who preach, because we think that we are the ones who are qualified to pray for people, so we don't encourage people to even pray for themselves.
Yeah.
And when people don't pray, prayerlessness, as we said last week, is sinfulness. When we don't pray, sin will start to have its way with us. And we will have a serious problem because sin is having its own go at us. And that is one thing that is quite, you know, sad. We should look into and not allow ourselves to be found in those kinds of traps in our lives. Because when we don't pray, we give sin an opportunity. When we don't pray, it's very difficult to be circumspect. Let's look at again that example you gave of Moses going to the mountain to pray. He went to inquire of the Lord, and he went to get the instructions of the Lord. That's prayer. That's it means, prayer, therefore, we lack the inquisition, and then we will lack to get instructions from God. We will be without instruction from God. Then guess who will fill the gap? You know? And then also, when we don't pray, we are subjecting ourselves to a lot of confusion. Because if you don't get a directive from God, you will get all kinds of opinions, and this will lead to confusions. And when we don't pray, we actually are depriving our spirit of feeding from what God may feed us with. We are depriving ourselves of the true spiritual food.
Indeed.
And this Indeed. Would render us very weak.
Yes.
And our walk with the Lord can be curtailed by that. It means we may fall off around in the way. We should be careful. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, Pastor. You know, really, it's very important for us to really keep on praying, to continue earnestly in prayer, to seek the Lord, because that is our means of fellowshipping with God in this time. That is our means for us also to have instruction and guidance and direction, as we're saying. Because if we are without prayer, as you were saying, so we will be getting guidance and instruction and direction from the wrong sources. So that is why for us to really be in tune is for us to seek God in prayer. So as a believer, this was not the time for you just to wander, but it was for a time for you to dedicate to prayer. Mm. As I was saying at first, that we have a chain prayer clock. You know, you can join in wherever you are and just choose the suitable time that favors you.
Yeah.
And then you just, or you and your family, you know, if you are with your family, you choose that time and then you dedicate it to prayer. And a minute to an hour, you just encourage one another with the word of God. And then you pray to God. You pray for the nation. You pray for the country. You pray for the people that are in the front line, the doctors, the nurses, you know, that are really in the face of everything while people are locked in their houses, that God may he protect them, you know, and that also he may be able to provide wisdom. We pray for our leaders, you know, our leaders that are leading in the nation, that may God be able to really help them in this time, because it's only God who is able to help us. Because, you know, all the people who really once spoke boldly as the greatest prophets, they are nowhere to be found right now. The doctors and the people that are wise of this world, no one really is coming up with a solution. But I know that God has got the solution. God has got the answer. So only when we seek him, when we pray to him, then we are going to be able to get the answer.
Yeah.
You know, there is a scripture that I love so much in Matthew 18, verse 18. It says, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." This is the scripture that's also encouraging us that when we really agree in prayer, God is able to hear our prayer and answer this. That is why we are talking about the chain prayer clock to join. Wherever you are, like it's a form of agreement that we need to agree in prayer so that you are not discouraged. Know that you are not alone in prayer. There are other people all over the world that are praying together with you. So when you also agree in prayer, we're really making it to be something that is very powerful. You know, we are approaching God in one heart with one voice. And then God is going to really answer us, and he's going to help each and every of our nations, each and every of our families, our communities. And then we're going to see breakthroughs starting to really show up. We're going to see so much provision. God is going to supply and provide. You know, people really right now, you know, some are really without food wherever they are because they are locked in their houses. They cannot go and do their normal way to really raise money so that they can buy bread. But as we pray, as we join in prayer, God is going to really show so much provision and supply that people will have enough food there, that they will not go hungry. Only when we trust God in prayer. So I want to encourage you wherever you are. It's not that we really are saying, like saying to God, do this. But we're just crying to God. We're just going to God so that he can be able to show us the light and show us the way. And give us hope in this time of hopelessness so that we cannot lose our faith from him.
Yeah, so that we cannot lose our faith from him. Another aspect where we basically find ourselves really losing out when it comes to the issue of prayerlessness is that when we become prayerless, we actually become people who are unaware.
Yeah.
You don't know how, you know, you would be hit. Because, you see, when you pray, you get discernment. But when you are prayerless, you can't discern. So the enemy can hit you any direction. You are clueless.
Yes.
It means you are oblivious to what might be happening around you. Isn't it so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed, you know, like when we are prayerless. Mm. As you said last time when we were doing the first show, that prayerlessness is sinfulness. So when we are not praying, we are committing sin against God. So also that is just a sign that now if we are not praying, so it means that we also will not be the people who really are hearing from God.
Mm.
We will not speak the right message. That is why people are speaking such a confused message in this time. It's because, you know, we are too quick to speak, but we were not quick to pray. We are not quick to open our ears and be attentive to what the Lord is saying in this time, so that we can have the right words from God to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just, you know, like hijack the situation too. They saw an opportunity just to spread all sorts of messages that they feel like they can spread in the name of the Lord. That is the third part, that all this is done in the name of the Lord. But if we were quick to pray, as the Word of God says, do not be quick to speak, you know. Do not be quick to speak. So it means, in other words, we must be the people who are attentive to God first. Let God speak. Let God be the one who speaks. And then, once we have heard from him, and he says, speak this, then he's speaking. And it will have impact. It will have power to affect people and also to change people as per God's will. Instead of speaking all lies that we just feel from our goosebumps that this is, you know, what the Lord is saying. Meanwhile, the Lord never said that. So prayer is key for us to really hear from God and know what God is speaking in this time and speak that which he is speaking, because this is what is going to save the nation. That is what is going to even heal the nation. The word that is from the mouth of Jehovah is the one that is able to be able to deliver.
Absolutely. When we come back, the benefits of prayer as we wrap it up.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I am talking to Jablan Dominic, and remember this initiative of prayer, just to encourage as many as we can to pray, you know. Not that it's an emergency, but this is also a relationship with God. It's very important to see it from the perspective of God's peace, you know, and understand it from that angle. Now, we are at the part where we speak about the benefits. When we pray, number one, I like this one, you know, and then I go back to the example of me as a boy. I won't speak a story, though. I like the aspect that, you know, God uses you as a vessel of prayer. You know, when you give yourself into prayer, you are actually a vessel of prayer. And this is one of the most beautiful things, to be a vessel of God, you know, being aware that you are in terms of prayer. And I'm not talking being a vessel, no, I'm talking about this aspect of prayer. And then you are his vessel. This is just beautiful, you know, that you are his vessel and he is using you. You know, he might use whatever he wants to use at any time. Nothing is impossible with him. But graciously, he grants you the benefit of being used by him. And it's one of the most beautiful things, you know, of being that vessel. And number two, it is also, it brings you, because prayer is amazing, it connects you to others who are praying everywhere else. You connect in the Lord. You know it in your heart that you are not the only one praying, because God makes you aware of that. you experience the true koinonia, you know, the true koinonia, the true fellowship, unity of brethren. You experience it in prayer. And this is one of the most beautiful things that comes with regards to prayer.
Yeah.
And thirdly, you actually are able to hear what the Spirit of God is saying there and there. And many people say, no, but how do you mean this? Now, every word that the Spirit puts into your mouth as prayer is actually what the Spirit is saying. And you are able to hear live through your body, by the Holy Spirit, what God is actually saying. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into a mind of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But by his Holy Spirit, he has revealed these things. So it is the Spirit of God, as you pray, who reveals things live, Jablan. They happen live, these things. It's a beautiful experience. And then another benefit is also that people are being helped. Everyone that the Lord impresses upon your heart, there is a spring of thankfulness that comes about because you know already, as he mentions them, situations that families are finding themselves in, as he mentions those situations, that is one of the beautiful things. Jabu.
It's a benefit indeed,
Pastor. Yeah.
We thank God so much, you know, our God answers, you know, prayer when we pray. So as we are really engaging into prayer, as we are joining the chain prayer clock wherever you are, like choosing a suitable time for us to pray with our families or our friends. You know, you can even invite your friends or on the social media, like if you are on social media, you invite your friends also just to join the chain prayer clock to pray together with you, you know, in this time. There are no formalities. It's just to engage into prayer. As you're saying, Pastor Red, it's by the Spirit of the Lord that you pray. It's not that it's our flesh, but when you are a believer, you know that you are indwelt by the Spirit of God. Therefore, he will guide you into prayer. He will pray on your behalf and on the behalf of the people that you are praying for. And the prayer of the Spirit of the Lord is answered, you know, because the Spirit and God, they are one. So that is why he will be able to honor the prayer. So when we engage ourselves into such a prayer, we are guaranteed to really receive an answer from God. And the benefit also is for us to really be in a fellowship with our God, as you were saying, Pastor Red. It keeps us like inclined to Nkulunkulu, and also it keeps us like attentive to what God is saying. We hear exactly what God is saying, and we see exactly what God is doing. So it means we cannot be deceived because our eyes are open. Our spirit also can be able to discern. We know the truth. We see the truth. We walk in the light. So that's the advantages of prayer also, that it keeps you in the path of God at the expense of maybe the deception of the devil. So when you engage into prayer, you will be able to fellowship with the Lord. You will be able to speak like face-to-face with God, just like Moses, as we are quoting him at first. You know, God will be able to instruct you that this is what is happening. You must do 1, 2, 3. God will give you solution. You know, he will give you the wisdom to be able to impart even to this world that we are in, because you are attentive to his voice. You are attentive to his spirit. There is something that God speaks about, you know, like prayer, which also I just want to raise, you know, as we're speaking about prayer and the benefit. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, you know, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I love this this instruction that the Lord is giving us, you know, because sometimes, like the hypocrites, they would just go into all the corners of the street and they will shout at the rooftops like that, Jesus, we pray 3 times a day or whatsoever. But the Lord says, whenever you pray, like go into your secret room, you know, and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So this has got to do with our heart, that we have to really like focus our hearts into the Lord. We have to really communicate with the Lord through our hearts. Let's check that what occupies our hearts in this time. Is it maybe worldliness? Is it or materialism? Or is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it poverty? Is it hunger? What is it that really is in our hearts? But if we really allow the Lord to occupy our hearts, be the one that is the center of our hearts, the word of God to dwell in our hearts, And then we will be in a position that is right, in the right posture for us to pray. God will use us mightily. But when we are still occupied by all forms of doubt, fear, hopelessness, you know, all forms of false doctrine, you know, those things will prevent us to be able to really be in the right position to seek the Lord. That is why it says, shut the room, you know, behind you and pray to the God who is in secret. And the God who sees in secret is going to reward you. So, you know, make it a point that you make this a sacred thing. Don't just take it lightly that, you know, like if you said, Lord, I am going to pray at this time. At that time, you know, be faithful, be loyal, pray, you know, seek God at that time. You don't have to go by your friends that they said they are going to pray in another time different from yours. You know, if the Lord has agreed that this is how I'm going to, you know, fellowship with you at this hour or in this minute, do exactly as per your promise to the Lord. You remember, the Word of God says, we must not be quick to make promises before the Lord. So you rather not promise, you know, if you're not going to keep. But, you know, I believe that as God is encouraging us, it's not really something that is difficult for us to do. As we said, just from a minute to an hour to pray, you know, you can just even just say, Lord, even if you don't know what to say, you don't know where to start, but if you can say, Lord, here am I. Use me as a vessel of prayer. The Lord will start to really show you things to pray for. He will start to show you how to pray, where to pray. He will start to show you the words also speak while you are praying, because you've just availed yourself. You've just surrendered your life to Him to be the instrument that God can use to pray in this time.
Absolutely. And Jabu, I want to thank you so much. I want to appreciate you. And of course, thank you so much for the time, and may God bless you abundantly, Sam.
All the glory to God, Pastor. Also, I'm appreciative for the opportunity just to be able to fellowship together with you and all the listeners. May God bless you, and also may God bless all the listeners, you know, that are listening right now. May God also be able to answer all their prayers and be able to meet all their needs. Supply all your need according to His riches and glory. Amen. By Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you. And how do people connect with you?
Now, if people want to really connect with me so that you can all continue just to engage into prayer together, you know, I'm on social media, on Twitter. I am there, Jablani Dominic. And also I'm on Facebook as Jablani Dominic. And also my cell phone number for WhatsApp is 072-563-0029. Also, I just want to share this testimony, as I was also sharing with you, Pastor Red. Mm. I received a call when we did another show last week from one of our brothers who is in prison, who said he listens to the shows, and he is so encouraged, and he is so motivated. So really, he also asked me that I should, you know, ask that we pray for him, even though he's there in prison, that God be able to reach out to him also and help him. So we pray that our brother be strengthened there, together with all our brothers and sisters also who are listening there in prison.
Wow. Thank you so much. And God bless you, sir. It's always great talking to you.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor. I love you. May God bless you. Kakhulu nomndeni wakho wonke.
Makube njalo nakuwe. We love you too, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it going? That is Jablani Dominic. And of course, thank you so much for listening. We give God the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We talk again tomorrow. And be blessed abundantly. In Jesus' name, Shalom.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.